The House will join me in sending our deepest condolences to the family of Alexei Navalny. He died for a cause to which he dedicated his whole life.
The whole House will join me in sharing our disgust at the death of Alexei Navalny.
The Foreign Office says the head of the Arctic penal colony, where the opposition figure was detained and died last week, will be banned from the UK. Lord Cameron says the people will also have their assets frozen. The Defence Secretary says the government has absolute confidence in a nuclear deterrent. Grant Shapps has been on board the submarine HMS Vanguard at the time of the Trident missile misfire during a rare test last month. NHS England will introduce Martha's Rule in April to give patients and their families the right to a second opinion if they worry their condition's getting worse. It follows the death of 13 Martha Mills in 2021 from sepsis. Heathrow's returned to profit for the first time since the start of the pandemic. The airport posted pre-tax profits of £38 million in 2023. Junior doctors across Wales have begun another walkout over pay. It's estimated 3,000 of them are striking for 72 hours. And the winners of a £61 million Euro Millions jackpot say they initially thought they'd won just £2.60. Richard Nuttall and his wife Debbie from Lancashire discovered they had a winning ticket while on holiday in Fuerteventura and had a bizarre conversation with lottery officials.
Obviously we were stunned, but also very excited at the time. It was almost like Del and Rod when they come out of Southern Beach and they start, you know, cars rocking and whatever. But even so, at the back of your mind, you're still thinking this is all part of some sophisticated scam. I said to her, can you prove to me that you're not scamming me?
They spit it with another person in Spain. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Thank you, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, you don't need me to tell you that it's a horrible day out there. Tending to become drier through the afternoon, though, with some brighter spells possibly. Though perhaps these mainly focused in the west, still mild for the time of year, maximum temperature of 13 degrees. Tonight, mostly initially with some clear spells. However, the cloud will tend to thicken overnight with some light rain and drizzle developing in places, or drizzle. A little cooler than of late, with a minimum temperature overnight of 7 degrees. Good afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 086644 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yes, a very good afternoon to you. It's Bob Simpson coming to a washing line near you soon with today's 1-2-3. Great. Thank you to Michelle Ward, as always. Great to have her back on the station. Well done, Michelle. Although she's coughing a bit, I hope she's all right.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
That's me for the next couple of hours here on Phoenix FM. Now, it's always good to start off with a bit of murder. Have you seen the film that this comes from? Ah.
It's murder on the dance floor. Too bad not DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. About your mind. And so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. But come along, hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the bird. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house up down. I know. There may be others,
One person who's seen that film is Alison in Billericay. Sent me a very rude message and used the word that rhymes with silly. So if you've seen the film, you'll know what we're talking about. Re-entered the charts as a result of being in that film. Anyway, coming up on the show today, I'm going to be talking to Jane Granby from the Billericay Operatic Society about their production of Our House, the musical, at the Brentwood Theatre next month. We've got all our usual features as well. We've got a call for Daphne, I've got some birthdays to celebrate, and outdoor laundrettes, and one or two other things as well. So stick with me till three. And talking about Alison, it's a momentous day for Alison tomorrow. It's her 31st birthday. Now, she's been stuck at 30 for several years, but she's finally having her 31st birthday. And just for Alison, I'd like to play this song that she actually introduced me to. It's a great song. I love the sentiment of it. It's Owl City and Verge. Happy birthday, Alison.
I ain't too sure what I believe in. I believe in what I see. And when I close my eyes, I see my whole life ahead of me.
These are
Yeah, we're on the verge of the rest of our lives. Get out there and enjoy it, folks. Now, here's a story I'm a bit late with. It came out for Valentine's Day last week, and funny things people do surveys about, but apparently this one's proved that kebab fans are delightful in bed. It found that consumers of doner and shish kebabs were most likely to spice things up in the sack, but pizza eaters looking for a slice of action don't cut it, being the voted the biggest flops. The survey asked 2,000 people to reveal their favourite takeaways enjoyed by their best lovers, and kebabs came top with 21%, followed by Mexican with 17%, fish and chips with 15%, and Indian 10%, and pizza came last with just 3%. Well, I'm surprised crumpets aren't in there, really. Here's a jolly tune from Busty.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you? Would you? Okay.
FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered.
Find out more online at www.pimmytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. 98 FM for the Orient Hour, all the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Ariana Grande and a song called Yes And. Different, I suppose. Well, my guest has arrived in the studio. It's Jane Granby from the Billericay Operatic Society. A bit windswept, I am, in that weather there, but I'll be talking to Jane in about 10 minutes' time about Our House, the musical, coming to the Brentwood Theatre next month.
Phoenix 98 FM. Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And here's something else going on next month. In fact, the 1st of March, which is a Friday night. It's at Billericay Town Football Club, the new lodge, Bluntswall Road in Billericay. And it's a comedy night. Now, I'm going there to this one, and that's funny in itself, but it gets funnier because they'll get their performance McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Giridharam, hosted by Mad Aglington, and showtime is at 8 o'clock. Tickets are £15. You can buy them online, and details, have a look at our website, phoenixfm.com, and click on the events guide. I can't talk all of a sudden, I don't know why, but never mind.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentford, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I think I'm all excited because my guest is in the studio. We only meet up about once a year, but there you go. Anyway, coming up in a bit is some travel news, but to take us to that, here's Ragged Bone Man.
Maybe I'm blind, I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. You're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problem. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. But Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Don't ask my opinion. Don't ask me why. Beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. Some people out of love. Some people think I'm so dumb. Lord, in the bottom. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I made mistakes. I'm only human. It's all it takes to put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I know from me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, A12 northbound, there's a long queue of traffic past Mount Nessing and Heybridge, around that sort of area. Can't see any particular reason for it, but there's some stationary traffic there at the moment. Wilson's Corner, looking busy as usual for this time of day. Queue of traffic in Ongar Road and also in the High Street. Just looking further afield, of course, there's a lot of lying water on the roads at the moment, so drive caution. I went through a few puddles today. But no, looking around, they're the only trouble spots I can actually see at the moment. So that's your travel. We'll take another look in about an hour's time. Now, it's coming up to 1.30 here on Phoenix FM. It's actually 1.27 nearly. And at 1.30, normally we play a song for Daphne, but I'm going to promote that to the second hour today because I'll be talking to Jane Granby in just a few minutes. After this, from Rachel Stevens. That's a dusty one from the past, isn't it? Rachel Stevens and Some Girls. Haven't heard that for some time. Now, following their roaring success with the production of Sunshine on Leith last year, the Billericay Operatic Society returned to the Brentwood Theatre next month with another great musical production, Our House. It revolves around the legendary band, or the music of the legendary band, Madness, and it's a very British musical, and is coming to the Brentwood Theatre for six performances from the 12th of March. The production is by the Billericay Operatic Society, and here is Jane Grant. Tell us all about it. Welcome, Jane.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you here again?
Oh, it's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming out on such a dismal day. It's a very British musical set in London. Can you give us an idea of the plot?
Yeah, Yes, it's based in Camden Town. Mm-hmm. Our House tells the story of Joe Casey, who on the night of his 16th birthday takes Sarah, who is the girl of his dreams, out of the estate. But to try and impress her, he breaks into a building site overlooking his home on Casey Street, which is owned by a high-end property developer. The police turn up, at which point, watched by his dead father, Joe's life splits in two. The good Joe, who stays to own up, and bad Joe, who runs. And we follow the lives of both good and bad Joe throughout the show, until the end when we discover which decision he made of how to spend his 16th birthday.
Oh, wow, yeah. So that must be quite difficult to stage something like that.
It's a very complex show.
I would have thought so. First of all, how do you differentiate between good Joe and bad Joe on stage?
Right. Good Joe tends to wear white tracksuits or white costumes, and bad Joe is in black or red. And the company as well, we sort of reflect as well. So any company on stage, if it's a good Joe scene, we're dressed in blue and white of some sort.
Right.
And if it's a bad Joe, then it's sort of red and black.
Wow.
So, yes, I think the audience need to keep their wits about them. But if they can understand that concept, then...
So it must be an awful lot of costume changes then, is it?
Yes. Oh. I've got 10 costume changes.
Oh, wow.
And Matthew, who's playing Good Bad Joe, if he's not on stage, he's changing his costume. Right. And they are, like, very, very quick.
Okay.
Like, seconds.
He should be an identical twin, really, shouldn't he?
That would come in handy at times, yes.
So we all know Madness, but tell us about the music and some of the songs featured in the production.
I think I've been quite surprised being in the production. I knew certain songs. I knew House of Fun, Button Trousers, Driving in My Car. I didn't know that they'd written Wings of a Dove.
Oh, right.
High and Low, another one.
Yeah.
There are several songs in the show that you think, oh, is that a Madness song? Well, they're really lovely.
I know, yeah.
You tend to associate Madness with full on, you know, lots of energy.
That's right.
And there are some really lovely ballads as well in the show.
Mm. Well, they've been around a long time, haven't they? They're still working today. So
well, they're still doing gigs and so forth, aren't they? I think a couple of our... A company went to see them recently.
Right, yeah. Still good value as well. Well, I think we ought to hear a bit of Madness, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
Let's have House of Fun.
Not a jungle shop, party heads, simple, comprehend, he sent me, understand. Do you hear a pack of 40 hats with the colour tips? Gorgon's heard gossip. Hello, Joe, hello, Miss Gracie. Had returns from the. Welcome to the House of Fun. Never come of age. Welcome to the House of Fun.
Lovely. That's Madness and the House of Fun, which is featured in the musical Our House, the musical. I'm here talking to Jane Grant about the Billericay Operatic Society production that's coming to the Brent Theatre next month. Jane, you mentioned your costume changes just now.
Yes.
What role are you playing personally?
I've got a couple of little cameo roles.
Okay.
I'm a head teacher.
Okay.
I'm also an aunt.
Okay.
And then I'm in the company.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a lawyer. Don't forget that one.
So it's a busy show for you too. And of course, I believe you're the choreographer,
yes,
aren't you? Yeah. So what's been involved in producing all the dances? It must be a lot of work.
There's a lot of different styles.
Right.
It's a lot of energetic party type dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also some sort of. No, they're all very, very different styles, every single piece of music, and also very high. That's the big thing, making sure the energy stays up the whole way through.
Absolutely.
Well, singing, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, listening to that last song, I can imagine the guys with their trousers rolled up and dancing up and down, waving their arms. And
yeah.
It's pretty energetic, is it?
It's very energetic.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yes, I mean, we tend to say to the company, if they're not huffing and puffing by the end of a song, they've not just been putting enough energy into it.
Well, they're all fit, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm guessing that, as it doesn't seem to be a period piece like some of your previous productions, the costumes won't have been much of a problem, or am I wrong?
Yes, we've sourced the majority of costumes ourselves, along with Vinted and charity shops.
Right. So what period is it actually set in?
I think it's probably set back in the 80s, but I think it's the type of show you can put into any sort of period.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So it's just modern day dress.
Yeah.
We have had to hire a few things like the Elvis costume for the wedding scene in Vegas.
Okay. All right.
There's a clown in it. There's a dog in it.
Right.
There's some very strange things in it along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, we've hired a few bits and pieces, but generally it's been sourced by ourselves.
Fantastic. And you must be rehearsing like mad now in the run-up
to it. Twice a week we're up
to. Yeah. How's it been going?
Good. Good. We did our first full run-through last Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And it went amazingly well.
Good.
Which is really good. Still a few bits and pieces to fine-tune.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely on the right road, being a very big success.
And no mishaps, I hope.
No, not so far.
Good.
And hopefully not in the future.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go back to last year. What are your memories of last year's production, Sunshine on Leith? I mean, that was another great show with some great music in it, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No, very fond of that. We had a lovely week at the Brentwood Theatre with that. And again, to sell out audiences who thoroughly enjoyed it. Lots of standing ovations. Yeah. So, yes, very fond memories. Yeah. And we, Every week we do the show, we raise money for CHESS, which is a Chelmsford-based homeless charity.
Brilliant, yeah.
They run a change programme to help homeless single adults regain control of their lives. And the audience, and I say it was us that raised it, the audience raised over the week £1,704.56.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant.
So that was quite astounding.
Yeah.
And it just means that they can carry on doing their good work.
Yeah, fantastic. Happy memories. A very good cause too.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well done. So, we speak about this each time you come in. You tend to come in once a year when you're doing your latest production. And in the last few years, you've always been looking for men, I understand.
Yes, we can always look for men.
You've got plenty of ladies in the Bullery Key Operating Society.
But and our men are going up.
Oh, good, yeah.
We had another young man join us for this show who's doing really well.
Great.
His first show with us. And a couple of young men who joined a couple of shows back have got really nice good parts in
good,
the show.
Good.
So what I'd say, if anybody is interested in wanting to be involved in musicals or drama or even backstage, there are loads of opportunities there, particularly for men.
Okay, sounds good.
Women, you have to fight against to get parts.
Okay.
Men, it's a little bit easier.
So, there's a chance for me yet, then.
Maybe, maybe.
Okay, so back to our house, the musical. Can you give us a rundown of performances, where and when, etc.?
I can do, yeah. But I do have to say that all the tickets are now sold out.
Oh, wow. And this is 2 weeks before... No, three, four?
3 weeks, yeah. Yes, yes.
Wow.
So, yes, the last ones went about a week ago.
Okay. Well,
yes,
just for information.
There might well be returns or people who are ill. So we're performing Tuesday the 12th of March to Saturday the 16th of March. The Saturday we do two performances, 2:30 and 7:30. Rest of the week it's the evening performance. And we've been charging £20 for our evening tickets and £19 for the matinee.
Fantastic. Well, that's unbelievable. Really, really pleased for you. Now, Our House was the winner of the 2003 Olivia Award for Best New Musical and has since gone on to tour both nationally and internationally to great acclaim. Writer Tim Firth explores the themes of love, family values, growing up, responsibility and dealing with losing the people that shape us. So it's a very human story, but I bet it's a lot of fun as well, isn't it, Jane?
Yes, and that's really true. It's very much a show that takes you up and down through all the emotions as it goes through the show. And a lot of it is right in your face and funny and quite raw. And then there's also love and loss.
Right.
It's, yes, a lot of emotions.
Amazing. Well, thanks very much, Jane, for coming in on this awful day, and good luck with the production. Roaring success. Well, it is already, isn't it? So
yes.
So Our House, the musical, at the Brentwood Theatre for six performances from the 12th of March. So let's play out with the theme song from the show, This Madness and Our House. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date, keep you can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of us. Our house, in the middle of us.
Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is part of the house.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our streets.
Our house, you that you've got to
in the middle of our.
Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. They're going to miss in lots of ways.
dress. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. There's got a date to keep. We can't have to pretend. Our house in the middle of our street. 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 Was our castle and our king. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house, that was where we used to.
Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
very nice indeed. That's REO Speedwagon and Can't Find This Feeling. Big thank you to my guest Jane Granby from the Billericay Opera Society talking about Our House the Musical. If you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website a bit later on today. Coming up in the next hour, we've got lots of features for you, including a song for Daphne and news of a new mental health dropping service at the community hub in Billericay that's starting up soon. So stay tuned, lots to come. Including this old chestnut. But we love him, don't we, Rick Astley?
On 1, 2, 3.
Some people are just gonna hate you, no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone. And turn it into a strength. And you wonder why they're so unkind now, and how they sleep at night.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.